Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. By Jesus telling his disciples, "If you love me," and immediately saying, "You will keep my commandments," he is giving a strong reminder to his disciples and to us that every response we make to his love, there is an expected behavior, which must be mutually inclusive of that love instead of exclusive. However, many times our response to Jesus Christ's love for us follows Newton's law. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. In this case, love is the action, and the opposite reaction is keeping the commandments. The reason an opposite reaction happens is because our first nature, even when in love, is not to obey, but to disobey, and to think of one's own needs rather than the needs of our beloved. After all, if they love you, then they should do what you want, right? That's what we do. But parents know better than anyone else that our original first nature is not to obey, but to do the exact opposite of what we are told. Two good examples come from the cartoon series Baby Blues by Jerry Scott and Rick Kirkman. In the first cartoon, Zoe's mother asks, "Zoe, will you keep an eye on Wren, who's the baby, while I run out to the mailbox?" Zoe replies, "What's it worth to you?" In the next frame, we see Zoe smiling and her mother sternly looking at her with crossed arms. And in the final frame, we see Zoe sitting in the corner telling her brother, "Ever notice how things that are funny on TV aren't really funny when you say them at home?" Zoe's brother replies, "I noticed it with you." Disobedience is rarely funny in real life. The next cartoon shows a child's disobedience in attempting to dictate the rules of the family for her own benefit, which, as we know, will always lead to an argument. Zoe is screaming at the top of her lungs, "I get to choose our next toothbrushes. I get to sit by Daddy at dinner. I get the first milk out of the new container. I get to pick the radio station the next time we ride in the car." And Mom replies, "Zoe, it's almost like you go around looking for arguments." Zoe is distraught looking and she says, "Almost?" Everybody's sleepy this morning. Zoe's rules fit Zoe and only Zoe, and her rules are subject to change depending on how she feels, which is why children shouldn't set the rules. Parents should set the rules. For the good of society, our spiritual health, and our relationship with God, our heavenly parent, we have rules called the Ten Commandments. These commandments God gave to Moses and the people of Israel, from which we learn two important things: our duty to God and our duty to our neighbors. We learn these commandments in order to define, enjoy, and deepen our relationships with God and with our neighbor, which is a far better way than trying to make up our own rules based on our own selfish desires. To deepen our relationships, it is imperative that we learn, inwardly digest, and put into practice Jesus' summary of the law and the great commandment as taught in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Another commandment Jesus Christ gave is found in John 15, 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." This commandment seems impossible, and it is impossible to accomplish without God's help. Fortunately for us, God is more than willing to help us love one another, because God's love for us never ends. But how can God's love for humanity never end when we hurt each other, we murder each other, we slander each other, we gossip about each other, and the rules go on and on and on of the things we do against each other? God loves us without end because love always hopes for the better. Love always sees the good inside of others. And love is always ready to forgive. And we know this to be true because Jesus said, "You know God, because God abides with you and he will be in you." We know God. God lives with us and God's Holy Spirit is within us. Therefore, we have the capacity. We have the capacity to keep Christ's commandment to love one another as God loves us. There are many other commandments that Christ gave for us to obey, but he gave them for us to obey not out of obligation, but to obey them out of love. These are a few of them. Pray for your enemies, Matthew 5, 44 to 45. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons and daughters of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Another commandment, follow me. This one is mentioned many times. This scripture verse that I've chosen comes from Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. Jesus said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it." Seek first the kingdom of God. That commandment comes from Matthew 6, 33 to 34. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. I know you love Jesus, and Jesus loves you. So ask yourself, which one of his commandments, either the ones that we mentioned today or the many that are in the New Testament, are you disobeying and doing the exact opposite? Which one of his commandments are you disobeying and doing the exact opposite? It's a good question to ask. But the hard part is that once you name it, you have to do something with it. And that's where, with God's help, we are also called through Holy Scriptures to repent and return to the Lord who loves you. We'll now have a moment of silence for reflection.